Ing Mesir, ono aturan telpon anyar.
In Egypt, there are new phone rules.
Aturan iki kanggo telpon impor.
These rules are for imported phones.
Telepon sing diimpor kudu didaftar.
Imported phones must be registered.
Iki banget penting.
This is very important.
Sampeyan butuh kode khusus.
You need a special code.
Kode iki kanggo ponselmu.
The code is for your phone.
Sampeyan kudu ngetutak langkah-langkah iki.
You must follow these steps.
Pertama, sampeyan isi formulir.
First, you fill out a form.
Kirim formulir menyang kantor.
Submit the form to the office.
Sampeyan entuk kwitansi sawise iku.
You get a receipt after that.
Simpan struk save.
Keep the receipt safe.
Iku-iku gampang lan cepet.
It is very simple and quick.
Saiki sampeyan bisa nggunakake ponselmu.
Now you can use your phone.
Aturan iki mbantu saben wong.
These rules help everyone.
Ono akeh preyan ing saindenging jagat.
There are many holidays around the world.
Wong-wong rayakan liburan iki kanthi cara sing beda-beda.
People celebrate these holidays in different ways.
Ing US, Thanksgiving yaiku preyan gedhe.
In the USA, Thanksgiving is a big holiday.
Keluarga kumpul bareng kanggo nedha bengi.
Families gather together for a dinner.
Ing Meksiko, wong-wong rayak dinten kematian.
In Mexico, people celebrate Day of the Dead.
Iki minangka dina kanggo ngajeni wong-wong sing wis mati.
It is a day to honor those who have passed away.
Ing Cina, wong-wong lakuake perayaan Lunar New Year.
In China, people celebrate the Lunar New Year.
Keluarga ngresiki omah e lan duwe panganan gedhe.
Families clean their homes and have big meals.
Ing India, wong-wong rayakake Diwali, festival cahya.
In India, people celebrate Diwali, the festival of lights.
Dheweke padhangake lampu lan bareng-bareng nuduhake permen karo kulawarga lan kanca.
They light lamps and share sweets with family and friends.
Liburan nggawa kabahagiaan kanggo akuwong ing saindenging jagat.
Holidays bring joy to many people around the world.
Mangan sehat iku penting kanggo kabeh.
Eating healthy is important for everyone.
Akeh wong ora ngerti apa panganan sehat iku.
Many people do not know what healthy food is.
Fruit lan sayuran iku pilihan paling apik.
Fruits and vegetables are the best choices.
Dhewe duwe vitamin lan mineral sing bantu awak kita.
They have vitamins and minerals that help our bodies.
Nglunyu pangan seimbang gawe kita rumangsa apik.
Eating a balanced meal makes us feel good.
Cemilan sehat kaya kacang lan yogurt uga apik.
Healthy snacks like nuts and yogurt are also great.
Kita kudu ngombe akeh banyu saben dina.
We should drink plenty of water every day.
Iki mbantu nambah fokus lan energi.
This helps improve our focus and energy.
Ing kesimpulan, mangan sing sehat iku nyenengake lan migunani.
In conclusion, healthy eating is fun and beneficial.
Ing akh masyarakat, kapercayaan dadekake peran penting ing ngembangak praktik budaya.
In many societies, faith plays a crucial role in shaping cultural practices.
Agama sing sakti nggawa tradisi unik lan upacara menyang urip.
Different religions bring unique traditions and ceremonies to life.
Kustom iki bisa beda banget saka siji budaya menyang liyane.
These customs may vary significantly from one culture to another.
Contone, ing sawetara komunitas, festival-festival cocok karo pengamatan agama.
For instance, in some communities, the festivals correspond to religious observances.
Liburan kaya Natal lan Diwali nekeni persimpangan budaya iki.
Holidays such as Christmas and Diwali highlight these cultural intersections.
Saben agama duweni set ritual sing dukung ikatan komunitas.
Each religion has its own set of rituals that reinforce community bonds.
Pangan uga nglaksanani peran penting ing akeh upacara agama.
Food also plays an important part in many religious celebrations.
Ing manko budaya, pangan owah adhedhasar kapercayan lan nilai.
In various cultures, food varies based on beliefs and values.
Interaksi iki nggawe permadani sugi identitas lan praktik ing saindenging jagat.
This interplay creates a rich tapestry of identities and practices across the globe.
Pungkasan, pangerten iki sambungan nambah apresiasi budaya.
Ultimately, understanding these connections enhances cultural appreciation.
Olahraga dadi alat sing kuat kanggo perubahan sosial.
Sports serve as a powerful tool for social change.
Liwat program atletik, komunitas bisa ngatasi masalah sosial sing mendesak.
Through athletic programs, communities can address pressing social issues.
Melaku ing olahraga ngunduh kerjasama lan kohesi sosial.
Participating in sports cultivates teamwork and social cohesion.
Liwat olahraga, individu ngembangak ketahanan lan empati.
Through sports, individuals develop resilience and empathy.
Kualitas iki bisa nyambungaken jarak sosial lan ngluhurake pangerten.
These qualities can bridge social divides and foster understanding.
Salajengipun, tim lokal asring dados titik fokus bangga komunitas.
Moreover, local teams often become focal points of community pride.
Dheweke nggabungke wong-wong saka latar mburi sing macem-macem.
They bring together people from diverse backgrounds.
Interaksi multikultural iki nyenengake kain komunitas.
This multicultural interaction enriches the community fabric.
Pungkasan, olahraga ningkatake identitas lan solidaritas.
Ultimately, sports promote identity and solidarity.
Ing kesimpulan, persimpangan olahraga lan masyarakat iku jero.
In conclusion, the intersection of sports and society is profound.
Ing sawijining rebo sing kaya biasa, hal sing ora dipikirake dumadi ing kafetaria Lincoln Heath.
On a seemingly ordinary Wednesday, the unthinkable occurred in Lincoln High's cafeteria.
Murid, niwiti, nglaporake, sensasi, aneh, sakwise, nedo, dahar, dahar.
Students began reporting unusual sensations after consuming their lunches.
Gejala kalebu mual, nyeri sirah, lan kram perut.
The symptoms included nausea, headaches, and stomach cramps.
Sajrone jam, layanan darurat teko ngancik kanggo nyelidiki kahanan sing grem.
Within hours, emergency services arrived to investigate the grim situation.
Bopo-bopo miwir-miwiti inggih-inggih kabar, wedi marang kesehatan bocah-bocah.
Parents began to panic upon hearing the news, fearing for their children's health.
Ing tengah kekacauan, pejabat sekolah nindakake pemeriksaan jero marang pawon.
Amidst the chaos, school officials conducted a thorough inspection of the kitchen.
Dheweke nemokake panganan kadaluwarsa lan kekurangan higienis sing parah.
They discovered expired food items and a severe lack of hygiene standards.
Wong Wahyu iki ngagetne komunitas, nyebabake permohonan kanggo protokol keamanan pangan sing luwih apik.
The revelation shocked the community, leading to calls for improved food safety protocols.
Nanging penyelidikan diterusake, sekolah nyewa konsultan keamanan pangan kanggo ngira-ngira karusakan.
As investigations continued, the school hired a food safety consultant to assess the damage.
Kejadian kasebut ngasilake liputan media sing jembar lan pengawasan intensif saka inspeksi kesehatan.
The incident prompted widespread media coverage and intense scrutiny from health inspectors.
Sawise kasilahan, kebijakan anyar diterapake kanggo ningkatake standar higiene lan jamin safety.
In the aftermath, new policies were implemented to raise hygiene standards and ensure safety.
Mulan, kedadi iki ngladeni minangka pengeling sing larani babagan ringkesan pangan kita.
Thus, the incident served as a grim reminder of the fragility of our food systems.